Sunday, January 29, 1893. This is the Study of the Bible, number 2, by Elder S. N. Haskell. At 10 a.m., Elder Haskell gave another lesson on the study of the Bible. At the close of Elder Haskell's previous lesson, the question was asked, if God knew all these things about us, our steps, our works, etc., from the beginning, if that was not foreordination and a denial of free moral agency? To this question, Elder Haskell now replied that no man, by searching, can find out one attribute of the deity. His wisdom is so much above ours that we cannot measure it with our finite minds. He referred to 1 Corinthians 1, verses 18 through 25. Quote, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. For it is written, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise, and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. Where is the wise? Where is the scribe? Where is the disputer of this world? Hath not God made foolish the wisdom of this world? For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom, but we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God, because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. Elder Haskell goes on to say, Christ is the power of God only to those who believe and receive him by faith. If we thus receive him, the Spirit of God opens our hearts to understand the Word. But we shall never be able wholly to fathom the deity, no more than we can measure the ocean with a little cup. If the gospel is the power of God to me, it is because I believe it. The world, by its wisdom, did not know God. They thought it was foolishness because they could not fully understand it. We should be foolish enough to believe what God says. Man cannot reason out a divine principle, but at the same time, it is in harmony with reason. If we believe, God will enlarge our understanding. He referred to Matthew 11, verses 25 to 27. At that time Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent, and hast revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father, save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. The Pharisees could not reason out Christ. They had so many ways of their own, they could not see him. But the babes received him. Babes get everything by revelation. They do not know their parents or even their own names, only as these things are revealed to them. Babes are those who sit at the feet of Jesus and learn the truth as he reveals it to them. We want to be where we can learn everything of God by revelation. It may be contrary to our reason, but our reason is from too low a source. We want to drink at a higher fountain than human reason. The knowledge of God must come to us by Jesus Christ, and only by revelation. If we try to understand Christ by reason, we are trying to place ourselves above him. If we take the Bible as his word and believe it, there is salvation in every line. Men are free moral agents. In 1 Samuel chapter 23, verses 7 through 12, it says, "And it was told Saul that David was come to Keilah. And Saul said, God hath delivered him into mine hand, for he is shut in by entering into a town that hath gates and bars. And Saul called all the people together to war to go down to Keilah to besiege David and his men. And David knew that Saul secretly practiced mischief against him, and he said to Abiathar the priest, bring hither the ephod. Then said David, O Lord God of Israel, thy servant hath certainly heard that Saul seeketh to come to Keilah to destroy the city for my sake. Will the men of Keilah deliver me up into his hand? Will Saul come down, as thy servant hath heard? O Lord God of Israel, I beseech thee, tell thy servant. And the Lord said, he will come down. Then said David, will the men of Keilah deliver me and my men into the hand of Saul? And the Lord said, they will deliver thee up. God saw Saul go down to Keilah, and the men of Keilah delivered David into his hand. Yet he did not go, and they did not deliver him. God knows everything, and we cannot limit his power. Elder Haskell quoted Ephesians 1, verse 4. Quote, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. God saw us here today, and he saw two paths in which we may be. If we are in the path to glory, God saw us there. If we are in the path to hell, he saw us there. God settled it from all eternity that all should go to glory. And if I stand in that path, then it is settled for me. If we believe what God says, we are in the path to heaven. We may get confused and may not be able to understand it, but God is not confused, and he always understands it. Elder Haskell then returned to the consideration of the 139th Psalm. God searched us from eternity and knows all the minutiae of our lives. He sees us through and through and weighs every motive. Such knowledge is too wonderful for us. We cannot attain to it. When did God know all this? It was before we were born. Our members were all known of God when as yet there was none of them. He then read Psalms 51, verses 2 through 5. Quote, wash me thoroughly from mine iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against thee, thee only, have I sinned, and done this evil in thy sight, that thou mightest be justified when thou speakest, and be clear when thou judgest. Behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Close quote. Then Elder Haskell asked why David in one place speaks of his creation as being so good and in another as so bad. What is the difference? In one case, David saw himself as he was naturally. In the other case, as covered by Christ's righteousness. Christ puts his righteousness back to our birth, and even farther than our birth. That is what he came to the earth for. When you take this out of the Bible, you take everything out. He knew us all before the foundation of the world, and just how sinful we were. How could he have died for us if he had not known it? So every good thing was in Christ for me, and all this good he wants to give me and stamp upon me the divine image. He made every provision for us, and if we fail, it is because we will to do so. With this faith in Christ, we can go to prison, and he will go with us. He then read Acts 15, verse 18. Quote, "Known unto God are all his works from the beginning of the world." Close quote. This text is complete and needs no comment. There was trouble in the church, and the first general conference was held, but James told them that God knew all about this from the beginning of the world. There was comfort for them in this thought. There is such a thing as moving when the pillar of cloud moves and resting when it rests. Then we can believe that all things work together for our good. Christ's word is the living word, and I must take it as being written to me. Then I get the life and power in the word. We cannot see the life principle in a grain, but if it is planted, it will grow. So if I take God's word in my heart, it will grow. I cannot explain it, but I know it is so. Any man, even the infidel, if he will take the Bible and study it to see what it is to him, will pray. He cannot help praying. There is power in the word to make him pray. God is in the Word, and His power is in the Word. And when we take it so, God comes into our hearts. It will give us peace, fullness, and satisfaction. You will know for yourself that God accepts you. When you drop into the arms of Christ, you will get salvation. You will repent, for you cannot help it. We have a new heart. Let us read Hebrews 4, verse 12. Quote, "For the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." Close quote. We see by this that the Word is intelligent. The Bible is Christ to me if I take it so. When Christ was on the earth, he spoke to us, to me. Every phase of society was represented and came under his notice when he was on the earth. He went with the rich and saw every rich man that ever lived, both before and since then. In Christ is all the perfection there is in the world, and the Bible is Christ talking to me. We should never read the Bible without asking God to open our understanding. Elder Haskell then closed by reading from Gospel Workers, beginning on page 174. I believe you'll find what Elder Haskell was quoting from in Gospel Workers is the 1892 edition, beginning on page 125. This is the end of Elder Haskell's presentation.